And that makes it time for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos on Car Talk this morning. Brad, thanks so much for coming in. And this is the season for some great buys on a brand new car, which means there are probably also some great buys on a used car.
Great deals all around. Yeah, I mean, it's model year in closeout. We're still getting rid of the 2017 models. We've got truckloads of 2018s coming in all the time. And, you know, those are selling well, too. But we've got to definitely move the 17. So we've got great deals on them. The manufacturers have given us some great incentives with 0% on a lot of different vehicles. You can get, you know, some like an F-150, you can get 0% for 60 months plus a big rebates and discounts. So it saves about $7,000 and still get 0% for 5 years. So it's a great deal. Toyota has similar deals.
Yeah. And do I remember correctly, the F-150 is the best-selling truck in America?
That's right. Yeah. Now for over 40 years.
And
it's amazing. It's an incredible run. And on the F-150, you know, I mentioned that 0% offer. If you don't take the 0%, we've got an XLT that's $10,450 off. Edge is one of them, almost $7,500 off. An Escape that's over $6,600 off. And a Ford Explorer Sport four-wheel drive, that's a really nice vehicle, for $7,500 off. So great deals on all the new Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas.
That sounds like that would be, you know, the amount off is less than you would pay in interest, so it's certainly worth looking at that.
I think you want to, we can help you with that decision too, because sometimes it makes sense to take the 0% offer from the manufacturer. Sometimes there may be a great rates out there with local banks or with one of the national banks, and you can work, you know, kind of play that, whether it's better to take the rebate or the interest rate. Mm-hmm. Sometimes leasing maybe should be considered. Really, that's for people who use their vehicles and don't put consistent amount of miles on the cars.
Mm-hmm. So it's quite a few options to buy or lease.
Yeah, lots of choices. And with any of those, on the new vehicle side, one of the big differences, you get the 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It is a nationwide warranty. It comes with trip interruption, roadside assist, tire hazard warranty also. So it's really a great value at no additional cost to you at those discounted prices, just when you purchase a new vehicle from Dungis.
If you're going to buy a Ford or a Toyota anyway, then that's a great incentive.
That's why we do it, really. Yeah. You know, in today's world, everybody's out there. You see so many messages. People are, you know, whether it's online or on TV, deals, 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 and, you know, kind of cut through the clutter. Everybody's going to get a great deal. We've got this no-cost additional powertrain warranty, plus our $995 oil changes. Mm-hmm. Just trying to make it a simple choice.
And of course, I heard you talking tires with somebody before we opened up the microphones, and I have to bring it up all the time: tires for life. Once you buy those tires, then why not incentivize the whole process to say that's the last set of tires I'm buying for this vehicle?
Well, that's right. I mean, stuff like the warranty. I mean, if you're going to keep the vehicle, that way you know you're not going to have a lot of out-of-pocket expenses, right?
Yeah.
And the Tires for Life is a great program, and what that does is essentially, as long as you come in and do your maintenance on the tires, there's a few requirements for you to maintain the vehicle. But if you do that, then we're going to replace the tires whenever you wear them out, or they get to 330 seconds is how that's determined.
And,
you know, we do help you maintain them. We're going to rotate those tires for you for free every 5,000 miles. And then once we're going to ask you to do a balance and alignment and make sure that you have to pay for that. But that's the only thing out of your pocket on that. And we'll just buy you a new set of tires when you wear them out.
Which, as far as I know, is right out of the owner's manual.
That's right. It's all lined up with the owner's manual recommended maintenance. And, you know, it's like with the Toyota Care, the maintenance that comes with the new Toyotas. We used to get 2 years or 25,000 miles of no additional cost maintenance on a Toyota. And that does the rotations every 5,000 miles, too. And that's just what everyone needs to be doing to maintain the life of their tires and really get the most out of them.
Yeah, and of course, as we have had a little bit of a taste of cooler weather and a little bit of rain over the last week or two, kind of reminds us of some of the other things we should be doing as well, like, when's the last time you changed those wiper blades?
The wiper blades, you know, checking the tires, checking the brakes. brakes, you know, making sure that the tires are in good shape. Sometimes they may not wear. We had an issue at the Price Tower this week, and I've got some friends here from the Price Tower, but a van that they use had gotten dry rot on the tires because they don't drive it necessarily all the time. Yeah, but the tires were worn out and needed to be replaced, and so that.
But
that
we don't drive it.
Well, it's a special van. It's not a brand new van, but it is a. They do drive it a lot because it's a special van because it was owned by a customer that had that was an artist, and that's why the back is like it is. Yeah. She used it to haul art, and so when she traded it in, we were like, "Well, who needs this better than the Price Tower?" So
we love our van.
That was a few years ago though, but I do have some friends here from the tower, Deshane Atkins and Angelina Bonjou. Welcome. Glad you guys had time to come over. There's a lot going on right now, isn't there?
Oh, we've got our hats spinning around over there. I know, we are busy.
I was over yesterday afternoon, and it is amazing what's happening at the Price Tower. And, of course, always in Bartlesville, there's a lot of different things going on in the community. But you guys have a lot going on. We got art shows and changes in that and activities the next couple weekends and, you know, tell me about it.
Talk about Right Chef first?
Let's do Right Chef first.
About architects?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so we are really excited. Some of you have maybe seen some of the news that we've got a great, exciting program coming to Bartlesville, and it is the Right Chef.
We tease them a little bit on the show, the people that listen every week, because I've been kind of working on it with you. I've been teasing them a little bit.
Okay.
Telling them little secrets about it.
So, from the beginning anyway.
Sure. So, you know, we are an art center, a community art center, and our goal is to inspire artists and give artists the opportunity to shine at whatever level they are in their career, and that includes culinary artists. So we are starting our first culinary artist in residency program. Chef Curtis Mortison from the Mercantile has decided to sort of take this project as his pet project under his wing and be the mentor for the chef coming on board. So, you know, in his very little spare time that he has at the busy Merc, he will give some great guidance to a new and up-and-coming chef. We had a call to action all across the country, Miami, Las Vegas, all over, and we had over 140 applications that came in from all over the country to come work, live in the Price Tower, and be our resident culinary chef. Transform the Copper every year with a new culinary vision, with each new chef that comes each year. So we narrowed it down to six.
Six finalists have
been selected, and they are coming here this weekend. They will arrive on Friday. They're going to go straight over to the Merc and get the lowdown on the rules of engagement for this competition. It's like Master Chef meets Iron Chef meets Copper Chef, I guess. We're going to create our own rules for this one. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
Well, we have kind of had to invent it as we went along on this one, it being the first of its kind thing. And
we have an amazing committee with Brad's on it. So, you know, you guys have been really hands-on
working. Great committee. Rick Lloyd is the chair of the committee and doing incredible work.
It's been incredible.
From Truity, from ConocoPhillips.
We've got an ad agency, The Hive, out of, you know, Louisville, Kentucky, working on this to help us really get this out nationally. So it's getting recognition. So
it has, and applicants from all over the country, and the finalists are from all over.
We've got one from Miami. We've got two from the Chicago area. One coming in from New Orleans. We got a local.
Really?
Yeah, made the cut. So, was really out of all of those, we had a local chef apply, and he made through.
Exciting.
We had national recruiters working on it. Uh-huh. So they were looking at people.
And these people from far afield, though, how do we know they really will come?
Well, you know, it takes a little bit of bribing. No, I'm kidding. No, that's why they're coming. So when they come this weekend, we hope to woo them a little bit. We're going to give them a little bit of sooner flavor.
But they know what to expect, right?
Except for the details of the competition, it's kind of a surprise. So when they arrive, they're going to be surprised with I can't even tell you right now. It's a secret. So on what they're going to dive into on Friday. So it'll be hit the road and running literally when they get off the plane. So on. Two sets of competitions. The first group will compete on Saturday. The second group competes on Sunday. We've got, I think it's a panel. We have a panel of 12, and six are chefs from area, you know, restaurants like
high profile,
you know,
all over, great representatives. And I don't know, can we say some of them?
Sure, we've got Miranda Kaiser from the Laugh Mediterranean Grill, our cafe in Tulsa, and then we've got the gentleman from the Polo Grill, I'm a newbie to the area. I'm still learning that one. So yeah, so we've got some great lineup, and super excited. Scotty Irani
for Cooking with Scotty.
He's cooking with. He's coming. So
Oklahoma City cooking show.
Yeah. So if you're interested in getting the first chance to meet a Right Chef, now we won't know who it is, and we're not going to be able to reveal it this weekend. But Saturday night we're going to have a Meet the Chef. So you'll get to meet all six finalists. You'll get to meet some of our judges at a reception at the Bartlesville Community Center. Maria Gus is going to be our MC for the night. We've got Jared Tyler coming in to play some Oklahoma grown music. The Bartlesville Indians Women's Club is coming to, you know, do some a cultural presentation to just welcome them Sooner style, you know.
Cool.
So tickets are $100 for the reception. We've got about 30 left, so if you are interested, I highly recommend. The deadline is today, so we got about 30 tickets left.
Okay.
For that, if you are a Price Tower member, one of the perks, you get a discount, $75. So you can go to pricetower.org to purchase your tickets, or call us at 336-4949 and ask for Haley or Angelina.
And that's Saturday night at the community center, which, and I know there's a
symphony
after the event.
Yeah.
So if you're going to the symphony, maybe this could be your pre-symphony way to get some food and a drink, meet the chefs,
or vice versa. You weren't planning on the symphony, but now you're there, and then head over to the symphony when you're done. So,
I was trying to tie the two together, and since Jimmy Webb is the guest artist, I'll just take a line from MacArthur Park. I left the cake out in the rain, and don't think I can. So anyway, but that's the only food tie-in I can think of for the concert. But it would be a fun evening all the way around.
It would be. It'd be a great bang for your buck. You're already there, so you get to.
It's great for the people from out of town to come see what we have to offer here in Bartlesville too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to experience the kind of culture that we do have, which is one of the reasons this is going to be such a great success, I think.
I think so. I think that's why it's getting so much, it is getting attention nationwide. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's getting the attention of food writers and things. So, we're excited. We're really excited about it. So, hopefully one day our design center will be built and we can expand that culinary artist program to an actual artist in residence. That's a little bit different.
Well, part of the competition, if you're not letting the cat out of the bag here, and if you simply say no, I understand, will part of the competition actually be at the Copper, so that the contestants will be working in the conditions in which they would be expected to produce some great stuff?
Well, unfortunately, if you've ever taken the tour of the Price Tower, you'll know as you get higher, you get narrower. Not a lot of room in that kitchen. So, unfortunately, no, they're going to be doing the competition,
at Tri-County.
Yeah.
They have a great commercial cooking area there, and we figured it'd make it easier and more consistent for the six chefs to be able to do have the same experience and have three of them doing it at the same time, basically, or overlapping, such that it's consistent. The plan is basically the judges will present and be paired up together. And I mean, it'll be really exciting at that time. But this part of it is in public, and it is
closed door,
and it's going to be a serious competition. I mean, the judges, I believe, are from the list. I mean, they're serious people, and they're going to do their best to help make the best choice. Mm-hmm. You know, we expect the chef to come in with not just the ability to cook, they will be able to demonstrate that, but also to represent the tower and to be to have a vision for the Copper that really inspires people and obviously helps us get people into the tower and make it more successful and it's just a great opportunity. We all want to have a great restaurant there, and this will be another way to have a new one every year. It's really exciting.
Yeah. So, and kind of playing on that, so, you know, a lot of the community knows about the Copper and they know about the inn, but they may not realize that all of the profits that are earned there directly benefit the Price Tower Arts Center and all of our programs. So even if you're just thinking about having lunch on any random day, go to the Copper. You're doing good with your money when you do. I mean, it goes into architecture camp and arts.
When you rent a hotel room at the tower, a lot of it is going right to preserving the tower. I mean, and supporting these great programs in the arts and education, and creating a great culture in Bartlesville around inspiring people. So it's great.
And speaking of that, I'm just going to add one little plug here. So as in terms of supporting the tower, because all of this is really important, and to be able to do the Right Chef program and all of the exhibits, which DeShane will talk about our newest one here in just a minute. We had recently received word that we received a Crescent Family Foundation gift match of $25,000.
Wow.
So if anyone out there has been thinking about donating to the tower, you can double your dollars.
This
so
is a chance to double your dollars.
Double your dollars.
Triple if you're with the companies that matches your gift too.
Absolutely. So if you can't make it to the reception, or you just have been thinking about making that gift, we're nearing the year end, you can triple your dollars. So go to pricetower.org/donate between now and the end of the year, and Cressup will match that up to $25,000. So.
And you've got all kinds of different levels of membership and benefits that come with that, I know. And so you can check that out online, or give Angelina a call at the tower.
Yep. I even take donated stocks. So if you don't have the cash right now, send me your stocks and I'll help you navigate that.
And you mentioned the shows. That's another thing the tower's known for, the great exhibits. Right now we've had a great exhibit up. And is it over now? Are you taking it down?
Kerberger is officially over. I'm actually in the process of delivering all of the artwork back to their proper homes. In fact, right after this, I have a delivery to make.
It was a great exhibit.
It was a really great opportunity for us to not only just see the artwork that's in our community, that's in these homes that the average public doesn't get to see every day, and then also to really pay tribute to a wonderful woman, Jody Kerberger, who brought artwork and amazing artists to Bartlesville.
But it's on to the next exhibit now. Yes. Right, so what's coming up? I know there's another event after Right Chef. We have another one next weekend, and you've got something special around
next
there
next week. The members opening is October 18. It's on Wednesday. So of course, if you're a member, please join us. It's architects. It's kind of a play on architects who are also artists.
Okay.
And, if you look at well-known architects, a lot of them are artists in some form of way, whether it's they actually create fine art, whether it's pottery or oil paintings. Bruce Goff was a painter. He was also kind of a musician as well. Our wonderful director, he's a musician. So all of these architects have another kind of artistic bone in their body, not just creating these structures.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to kind of do this juried show. And it's also tied in with the AIA convention that's coming in. It's the Oklahoma AIA conference that's going to be here on 19th and 20th of next week. And they will also be having a reception at the tower on the 19th. And so we just wanted to host this juried show featuring Oklahoma architects.
They're Oklahoma architects
that have submitted artwork to be part of this juried show. Now, juried show means that they pay a fee to participate, and then their artwork is judged, and then we pick a winner.
Okay.
And we try to keep it as simple as possible, so we're just doing a best in show overall. And it's open to all mediums, so we have everything from architectural models to print works, to photographs, to pottery, name it.
All right.
I even have like a very artistic a birdhouse that somebody created.
Yeah. Fascinating. That should be really a cool show.
It's a very eclectic show, but there's some amazing pieces.
And how long will that be up? So it starts next Wednesday for the members?
It'll be open to the public October 20th to November 19th.
So that's next Thursday, I guess?
Friday.
Friday. Mm-hmm. Next Friday, and then off we're off and running.
For a month, yep.
For a month, great. Excellent. Sounds like a really cool show. Keeps you busy, though, doesn't it?
It definitely does. It definitely does, and I enjoy it. So.
How many different artists are there that are...
There are, the last I counted, because I added one last minute, we're at 18 artists, 18. And we are featuring around 55 pieces.
Great. Awesome. So come on out to the Price Tower and see that stuff. Go out and check everything out on The Right Chef, therightchef.com. And that's a great way if you want more information on that to get everything, or go to pricetower.org and you can get to The Right Chef,
yes,
a website that way too, and make your donation right there to meet that Cressup Challenge grant. You know, it's amazing what's happening at the Tower. And there's more than that. I know if we had Price here, he could tell us a dozen other things he's working on. And,
well,
and
I can tell you as a plug, because we probably won't get to talk to you guys again until later, but we are doing a Festival of Christmas Trees this year. Mm-hmm. And you might meet me if you're a business owner here. I'll be knocking on your door to see if you want to have your Christmas tree in the Price Tower. So
how's that going to work?
So we are going out getting sponsored Christmas trees. Essentially, if you say yes, you either get a 4-foot or a 6-foot pre-lit Christmas tree. You have about 10 days, 8 days, mm-hmm, days to come out and decorate it prior to the beginning of the show. It will be a juried show. So we're going to have a selection of a jury panel who will determine their favorite pick, the most creative, the most festive. So a couple of different things. They'll get this little award on it, and nonprofits get half off. So it's really meant to be a community event. And our goal this year is to have a lighting ceremony at the end of the parade to light up the upper portion of the tower. So come out for hot chocolate. And just we don't have a lighting ceremony. We're the tree that escaped the crowded forest. We're the coolest tree in town. So, you know, it'll be really exciting. So, yeah. So kind of keep your eyes open for that, too.
Right, so more information on that later, yeah. I think, is the message there. But be thinking about your how you might decorate a Christmas tree.
Yeah, and if you want to participate, give us a call.
Yeah, good stuff. Always good stuff going on. Thanks for coming down and telling us about all the things happening. And, you know, I do think if you want to go this Right Chef thing, go to the event Saturday night. You're going to get a lot of great information. Many of the judges will be there, meet the six candidates. It's a chance to be involved in that. You know, I think one thing we've realized is this is a big deal. It's drawn so much attention. The candidates are a really high quality. The judges are. You know, I think the winner is going to be a special selection. Even the people who are just the finalists who are coming are really talented. Anyway, it's really exciting. There's other stuff coming up this weekend too. We've had in the last few weeks shows about it, but I want to remind everybody, Saturday morning is the Run the Streets Wolder Rock 8K also, which is, you know, we've sponsored for over 30 years and is one of the great running events in town. And get out to Wolder Rock and experience that. We've got Bartlesville Ghost Walk happening. People will be out in downtown Bartlesville when you're opening after the Ghost Walk.
Hopefully we'll get some crossed.
You can come by and see the architects, or come to the tower, come to Copper afterwards. And then the Monster Mash, the big Halloween party down at the Hilton Garden End on the 28th, all done by downtown Bartlesville, our friends there.
I also forgot to mention, we are also hosting our annual Trunk or Treat.
Okay.
And this happens the day before the Main Street Mash. So okay. It's October 27th. It starts at 5:30 that evening. We're going to be screening Casper.
This has been a great event. Last
year was our very first year doing it, and we completely underestimated how much Bartlesville downtown needed a trunk or treat. So we had over a thousand people.
And we forgot to mention it.
Yeah, we had over 1,000 people. And but you know, we were so thrilled with the outcome.
What is trunk or treat?
This year, Trunk or Treat, we are teaming up with the community center, the library, and the First Presbyterian Church. So we are completely doing a full block. Yes, and we are all going to be providing trunkers, and if nobody knows what a trunk or treat is. It's where you can bring your family and your children to safely trick or treat. People will decorate their cars and the trunks of their cars or their vans or whatever, and they will hand out treats that are safe. And we will inspect everything before it's been handed out. And of course, we'll also make sure that it's actually wrapped candy and not grandma's cookies. And I know. And then we're also doing just some fun little activities that are kind of tied along. I think First Presbyterian is considering doing some little crafts and activities, and then I know the library is also going, because they also typically throw their annual Halloween party as well. So we're all just kind of doing it together.
On the 27th?
On the 27th, starting at 5:30. And then at 8 p.m., once the trunk or treat is completely done, we're going to screen Casper at Price Tower.
And the Bartlesville Film Society is supporting that.
And the Bartlesville Film Society is doing that.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thank you, Bartlesville Film Society. That sounds like a great evening and lots of fun. And like I said, and always do, there's so much going on in Bartlesville. Probably check it out on the Chamber's community calendar. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten a dozen things, I'm sure, that we...
There's so many things.
There are.
Especially in October.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. We all, that's one of the great things about Bartlesville. And we it's one of the things I like to focus on this radio show is, being able to bring people in from the community, like you guys from the tower, and make sure people know what's happening, because a lot of times there is so much more than that you can possibly do everything. Mm-hmm. But anyway, thank you guys. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
So, Charlie, back to a little bit on cars. If people were interested in finding out more about those great rebates, discounts, the 7-year 100 powertrain warranty, maybe you've got a used car, a car you own that you don't need anymore, we'd be looking to purchase that. We'd be happy to make you an offer on that. We've got great used vehicles. We've got cars as low as $1,995, under $2,000. We've got great certified vehicles, lots of great certified Ford trucks, some certified Toyotas and Lincolns. We've got our Q certified vehicles, which are similar to the new vehicle powertrain warranty at no additional cost to you. On our Q certified vehicles, you get a no cost 2-year 100,000 mile powertrain warranty. That's up to 100,000 total miles on your vehicle and up to 2 years from the date of purchase. So, and that's another nationwide powertrain warranty at no additional cost to you, just to give you that peace of mind to know that you're buying a vehicle. I mean, these things can possibly break, and it makes you get you where you know you're going to be able to get down the road.
Does those also still come with the trip interruption and everything else?
That's
as
right.
Part of the Q program as well?
Some of those don't last the full 2 years. Right. They do. Some of them, I think tire hazard just lasts a year. But they'll go over all that with you, and they can show you that. And there's information on it on the website, too. Go to dungeschoice.com. From there, you can get to all the showrooms and research Toyotas, Fords, Lincolns. You can put in a request for something special if you can, or ask questions. You can chat with our appointment coordinators there. They'll work with you to get everything set so that if you do want to come in and test drive a vehicle, that we can make that a really efficient process and get a lot of the work done on buying the car before you even come in. Get a lot of that done so that it goes really smoothly. And that's, we're working really hard on that, trying to help people save time and money and make it a good, easy, transparent purchase process.
And then you can also start the process on the We Will Buy Your Car program.
That's right. They can do that online also. Great access to all kinds of information. So it's at dungeschoice.com.
And I know a lot of people do their pre-shopping online, looking at least the current car models that are out there, this option, that option. I know my wife has done it. I'm sure she's not the only one. Basically prints out, this is the car I want. Can you get it for me?
We see all variations of that. People do kind of go through a process of eliminating choice elimination. There's so many models.
Well, that's
things.
It.
And they start with, up a big looking at all kinds of things, and they start narrowing it down, and, eventually they decide what they want and where. And, that's our job, is to help them through that process, really. And make it easy.
Make that appointment for a test drive so you can actually get behind the wheel of, I thought I wanted it, and now that I'm behind the wheel, I know I want it.
No, I think that's really important, because sometimes, you don't know until you really experience the vehicle, and you may love something, find something you really love about something that you didn't expect to. So, you know, that's the sales consultant's role there. They do a lot of training on the product, so the experienced guys know everything about it, and they're going to be able to explain, answer your questions, make sure that you get the right vehicle, which is so important.
And make an appointment for an oil change while you're there.
That's right. You can do that also. The great 995 oil change. Make an appointment or come on and in without an appointment anytime.
You are welcome. And, of course, the doors are always open on the website. So stop by and check
That's
it out.
Right.
DungeousChoice.com. That's a Car Talk program this morning. Thanks so much to the folks from the Price Tower for making it all work for us this morning. News is next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall. This is KWON Bartlesville and K227CQ Bartlesville.
Sunshine and...